This is Al Graham for the Z94 Department of Public Affairs, and we thought you might like to know. Haven't spoken to you lately. Seems like a good time to share a few thoughts right now. This presidential campaign stuff is just a mess. No other way to describe it. The out front leaders in both parties, one claiming they're going to make America great again, and the other trying to climb her way out of a criminal investigation. The out front leaders, as well as the other candidates, all claiming to have the answer for America. Well, I hope the one that wins does have the answer for America. And you know what? That is strictly up to us, we the people. I have been reporting for years that we the people have to get a grip on our apathy and hold our elected officials responsible and accountable. 60% of people will tell you Hillary Clinton is not honest and can't be trusted. And out of the 15 running as Republicans, it seems like they're all saying the same thing except for Trump, Carson, and Fiorina. And those are the three leading the pack. That tells me something. I believe that groundswell from we the people is about to bust. People are sick of, tired of, and fed up with Democratic and Republican elected leaders. And I predict we the people will make a statement in the upcoming primaries and the general election. That gives me another opportunity to encourage you to question the candidates that come asking for your vote. Whether it be local, state, or national. Questions like, when do you think life is a life? What do you believe in? Do you stand behind and support Christian values and the biblical creator principles that our nation was founded on? As I heard E.W. Jackson proclaim a few days ago, the power is not in the hands of our elected leaders. It is and should be in the hands of we the people. And they are answerable to us. I could get on a soapbox and go for a while about that, folks. One thing is true, as has been stated by a few, this election coming up is one of the most important ever held in this country. I believe we the people are going to demand a redirection and a take back of our country. It's time we the people choose leaders that will commit to support and defend the moral majority of the people in America, and that we the people send a loud message to our leaders that the small percentage special interest groups that want to change the values of the moral majority do not set the agenda for the direction of this country. It's way past time for the moral majority, and that includes preachers and pastors in pulpits, take a stand. It's not about Hispanics, the black or white population. It's about we the people, Americans. To the political leaders at all levels, we didn't put you in office for your first and foremost job to be figuring out how you can get reelected. We put you there to protect and to serve, a slogan that seems to have been forgotten. The people are not pleased with your leadership. Office holders, beware. We the people, your voters, are not happy. Simple words, but easy to understand. Your response is appreciated. An equal time will be offered to those with contrasting views. Give me a call at 912-367-3000 or send me an email, al@wbyz94.com. This is Al Graham for the Z94 Department of Public Affairs, and we thought you might like to know.